Hello and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips. Pocket Braille Lite. Hi everyone and welcome to today's tip. Today I would like to talk about a new iPhone app that I kind of think I heard about a while ago and then I didn't hear so much about, and now come to find out it's actually been released. It is called Pocket Braille Lite, and it provides a way for those who do not know Braille to learn it from the iPhone, at least grade one American English Braille. I don't know if they're trying to come out with a grade two app, but this is at least a start.
Page 404, adjustable.
Show you, whoops, how it works. It is free. It is Pocket Braille, all one word, Lite, L-I-T-E. And you can find it in the iOS app
store. PB Lite.
There are a couple of quirks with this app that I will talk about. You cannot write in Braille in the app, but it will show you if you type a sentence or if you type anything else, it will show you the Braille dots for whatever you type. So this is not especially useful for those who are totally blind unless you want to look up a reference. Like I wanted to know, if, for instance, what the dollar sign was. I knew what it was in Nemeth code and computer Braille, but did not know what it was in regular literary Braille. And so I was able to find out that information with this app. This is most useful, as I said, for those who are sighted, who are trying to learn Braille, at least letters and punctuation marks.
Bing. PB Lite. PB Lite. Alphabet. Alphabet. Back button.
I'm going to go back.
Alphabet.
Alphabet.
Back button.
When you first...
Alphabet.
When you first
back.
Open
back
the app...
Pocket Braille Lite. Heading.
This is what it is. There are some headings.
Word. Headings. Speech rate.
Oops.
Headings.
And the headings are as follows.
Grade 1 Literary Braille. Heading.
So you can go in there and learn...
About Braille. Heading. Other apps. Heading. Pocket Braille Reference. PR.
Pocket Braille Reference, I think, is an app they're trying to come out with that gives more detailed information about Braille. I went into the App Store to look for this through the app, and either the link is broken or it hasn't come out yet, and so I haven't been able to find it. I think it's on its way, though.
Heading not found.
Those are the headings.
Other apps. About Braille. Heading. Grade 1 Literary Braille. Heading.
I'm at Grade 1 Literary Braille, the first of the three headings here.
I add.
And since this is free, this is ad-supported, so you'll see the little ad thing at the bottom.
Pocket Braille Reference. PR.
Whoops.
Pocket Braille Lite. Heading.
Okay.
About.
About.
Button. Grade 1 Literary
there
Braille.
There is an
About button
underneath the Pocket Braille title of the app. And you can go in to learn about the app.
Grade 1 Literary Braille. Heading. Alphabet. A. B. C.
And it gives you the first three letters of the alphabet. And then when you
alphabet.
Go into it.
Back. Alphabet. Heading.
There
three
is
of five.
Back button.
Back button.
At the top left.
Alphabet. Heading. Detail. Button. Lowercase. Heading. A. A. Dot one.
And you see, if you go keep going down,
back.
You'll see
alphabet.
A.
Head. A.
Is dot
a.
one.
Dot one. B. B. Dots one and two. C. C. Dots one and four. D. D. Dots one, four, and five.
And it goes.
Detail. Button.
All the way through the alphabet like that and gives you the dots. Braille, of course, is a cell of six dots. 1, 2, and 3 along the left, 4, 5, and 6 along the right. And so it's giving you the dot numbers of each letter. If I hit detail.
Detail. Lowercase. Heading. A. A. B. C. D. D. Dots 1, 4, and 5. Detail.
Detail.
Button. Detail.
It didn't do anything. But if I hit D.
A.
If I'm
A,
on the D.
B. C. D. D. Dots.
I hit that.
Alphabet. Alphabet. Back button.
Then what it will do is it will show a sentence in Braille with the D highlighted.
Alphabet. Heading. Compose. Button.
You can compose an email message with this sentence in it and send it to somebody, which is kind of strange.
D.
Shows the D.
I really. D. Oh, like what you've. D. One here. Dots 1, 4, and 5. The letter D is also the number 4 with the number sign added, and is also the contraction for the word, do. Translated sentence. I really like what you've done here. Text field.
Let's read that again.
One here.
And you can see that the D is always kind of highlighted. The D is in Braille in the sentence where it's supposed to be a D. And so it's difficult to read with a voiceover, but then underneath this sentence where the D's are all brailled, it says...
Dots 1, 4, and 5. The letter D is also the number 4 with the number sign added, and is also the contraction for the word, do. Selected. High dots. Tab. 1 of 2.
You can hide the dots, and if you did that...
Selected. High dots. Tab. Show dots. Tab. 2 of 2.
Or you can show the dots, the sentence
D.
Dots.
I really... D. Oh, like what you... D. 1 here. Dots 1, 4, and 5. The letter D is also the number 4 with the number sign added, and is also the contraction for the word, do. Translated sentence. I really like what you've done here. Text field.
And you can't create a new sentence or anything, but it will show you the example, and it will show you the letter, and tell you if it's a contraction of something. This is not grade 2 Braille. As I said, this is only grade 1, so contractions of things like and, the for, F-O-R, and knowledge and all that. You may get the knowledge, but you won't get the and and the for because they're not letters. So I'm going to go back.
Alphabet. D. D. Dots 1. 4. D.
Speaking of
D,
knowledge,
e,
let's
F,
go into
G,
K.
H, I, J, K. K. Dots 1 and 3.
It may say the same thing.
Alphabet.
Give a contraction.
Alphabet. Back button. K. He just. K. Like the ball. Dots 1 and 3. The letter K is also the contraction for the word. Knowledge in grade 2 contracted Braille. Translated sentence. He just kicked the ball. Text field.
And of course, it gives you the ability to compose a message.
Alphabet. Compose.
In the top right corner. And if you do that, you're going to compose
mail.
An email.
Pocket Braille reference lookup information. 2. Text field. Add contact. CC. Sprite. Subject. Subject. Pocket Braille reference lookup information. Text
and
field.
The contents of the email message will be.
Message body. I just found out that the Braille symbol for K is dots 1 and 3. Q. W.
And you can add more to it. You can add more to the message and send it to whoever you desire. I'm going to
cancel
that because I don't want to do it.
Alert. Delete draft. But save draft. Delete draft. But 15 of 22. Inbox.
And
15 of 22.
I actually got into my email. It will
PB
take it to your mail. I'm going to go back into Pocket
PB
Braille Lite now.
Alphabet.
It takes you to the exact place you were before.
3 of 5
so
bars.
I'm get
alphabet.
Out
back button.
Of the alphabet.
Alphabet. Back. Back, back, back button. Pocket Braille Lite. Heading.
I'm going to show you the
punctuation.
Punctuation.
Period. Comma. Exclamation and point.
It's
punctuation.
The same
back,
kind
back
of
button.
Thing.
Literary punctuation. Period. Period. Dots 2, 5, and 6.
It's the same setup. It tells you what dots each punctuation mark is. If you go into
punctuation.
Each punctuation,
punctuation.
Mark.
Back button. Period. Dots 2, 5, and 6. The period is also the contraction for the letters. Dis. Text field. Selected. High dots. Tab. 1 of 2.
It will tell you the same thing. It will
punctuation.
Do the same thing.
Period.
If the punctuation is a contraction, it will tell you that. Now I'm going to go back.
Pocket Braille Lite. Alphabet. A. B. C. About Braille. Heading.
And this is...
Braille history. B-H.
Interesting, because if you go into About Braille and Braille history, this is where the app gets a little
history.
Un-voiceover friendly, if you will. There is a section here about history, and you can read it with a two-finger flick down, but it does not work with left and right flick.
Back. Back button. History. Heading. Compose. Dimmed. Button. BH. Braille history. Louis Braille created the Braille code in 1829. Other raised dot codes were also being invented at the time, and no system was chosen as a standard. This time is known by many as the War of Dots. In 1932, Braille was adopted as the standard code for the blind in the United States. This happened even before its adoption in Louis Braille's own country of France. Since standardization, Braille literacy in the United States rose among the blind through the means of education and study. In the last 30 years, however, Braille literacy has fallen due to the lack of educators, materials, and desire. This loss of Braille literacy among the nation's blind is now being called the Braille literacy crisis. Many organizations such as the National Federation for the Blind and the American Council for the Blind have been working to correct this problem through programs like the Bell Program. Text field. Selected. High dots. Tab. 1 of 2. Show dots. Tab. 2 of 2.
And of course you can have the history written out in Braille underneath the print. So it's displayed together. So this app does not allow you to write in Braille, like I said, but it will provide you with the Braille dots for letters and punctuation and let you know if any of them also substitute as contractions in grade 2 Braille. You can also email the information it has to someone if you want them to learn Braille or if you're trying to teach them. But this is a good teaching tool to at least get someone started, especially someone sighted who is trying to learn Braille, to help maybe their blind children read. Anyway, so that it is simple as that. It is called Pocket Braille Lite. Pocket Braille is all one word, and you can find it in the iOS App Store. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time. To get involved, send email to techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Follow TA_weekly on Twitter or call 260-2-ASK-TAW, 227-5829.